Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. I've been working really hard on keeping or creating a positive mood, and dare I say a safe mood, I think, a safe or brave mood. I think we can all easily notice when something big affects or changes our mood. Vacations and milestone parties or events are huge mood boosters. Getting married or divorced, death is obviously a mood booster, going through serious financial issues. But there are lots of big events or activities that I could name that we all could immediately recognize as something that changes our moods. However, it be the small things, guys. It be the small things for me. We could argue that the small things have even more impact on our mood because small things happen frequently. We hold on to them, we harbor them, and they perhaps can even cause a buildup of emotions. So in today's episode, you and I are going to discuss how understanding the small day-to-day experiences that impact your mood is crucial to your mental wellness. I think culturally, we all know the term hangry. You know, you've been ripping and running all day and haven't had a chance to eat, and now you have a big attitude, you know, snapping at everyone, nitpicking at everything and at every moment. This is an example of a small thing that changes your mood. Let me give you a few more examples, right? So number one, dehydration. Girl, drink your water and mind your business, as all the memes say. But listen, if you're feeling sluggish or irritable, you may just need a few glasses of water. If you're like me, your body doesn't really, you know, alert you when you're thirsty until it's like way past emergency level, right? Some of us don't have the benefit of a good thirst mechanism in our bodies. So make sure that you set a reminder in your phone to enjoy a nice lukewarm glass of water. They say lukewarm is good, although I love ice, but enjoy a glass of water at least every few hours. Your mood will improve considerably. Spring looks like it's finally in the air, so now we can really start dressing. The key to the perfect outfit is having versatile and classic pieces in your wardrobe. It makes finding an outfit so easy. And for me, it is so important to wear outfits that I feel stylish and confident in. Jenni Kayne is helping me do just that. My Jenni Kayne Shearling line crossover sandals are the perfect early spring shoe for when it's gorgeous outside and you still want to wear sandals, but you don't want your toes to get a little chilly when that evening air inevitably creeps up. Jenni Kayne also has the most gorgeous layering pieces. Their cocoon cardigan is the perfect nighttime layer. You can even join their rewards program to get exclusive perks, including a birthday surprise, my favorite kind of surprise. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 15% off your first order when you use the code TY at checkout. That's JennyKane.com, promo code TY. Number two is music. This one feels like a scientific fact to me. I am sure that you can think of at least a few songs that impact your mood or even change it in a positive way. It only takes a few moments of listening before you can actually feel your mood shifting. Now, I will say it also works in reverse, okay? I think I'm the only one who does not like the Kendrick Lamar album. I was instantly put back to therapy, like, I'm healed. I'm healing. I don't like more on that on my IG stories. But I try to listen to a few songs that I love every single day. There are a ton of streaming apps, as you know, where you can create playlists and hours of easy listening, or hell, even crunk time or joyful, you know, gospel, whatever the mood that you're trying to create, use the streaming apps to your advantage. I have a bunch of playlists on Spotify for you to enjoy if you check out the link in the show's notes. Number three is scents. I wish more people would realize that this is indeed a top tier gem. I have a friend who actually doesn't like candles, and I'm like, girl, what? You are missing out on an easy way to relax and, you know, just tame your active brain space. Think about what happens when you're in an environment where it smells unpleasant. I mean, I immediately turn my nose up, my lips up, my body gets tense and I'm uncomfortable. I have to remove myself immediately. Smells indeed alter your mood almost instantly. Like, think about like your smelly cubicle mate. I know we've all had one, but that has one effect. A scent that reminds you of like your favorite auntie also has a different effect. Think about the scent that you love the most and find a candle or a room air freshener and get that to mimic the smell so that you can enjoy those moments. Number four is weather. They say, you know, too much of anything is a bad thing. And I think the same is very true about weather, especially East Coast weather. Like, it is bipolar. It's the craziest thing. If it's too hot, if it's too cold, if it's too wet, if it's too dry, I am instantly aggy. Like, I have an instant attitude. And while I know it's not, you know, ideal, but whenever there's a perfect weather situation on like a nice day, my mood is instantly lifted. I'm sure yours is the same, which is also why, you know, we love vacations. I try to find the good in everything, right? Like, typically a dark and rainy day can be a drag down, right? But I like to think of it as a nice calming moment. I get in my bed with my book or my iPad to enjoy some entertainment, get under the covers, burn my new candle, open up my windows to kind of listen to the rain with some sweet tea on my dresser. You really have to allow the mood to or create these moods based on the weather, because it can be a drag, I promise you. Number five is compliments. Depending on where you are in your wellness journey, compliments will surely enhance your mood. A little, hey girl, I am loving your hair today, or oh my God, sir, you smell so good, will have a big impact on your mood. Now, if you're a person who isn't used to compliments, it could be a little bit off-putting, a little awkward. So you know what I gotta say, go to therapy for that. But just a few words can do the trick. And on the flip side, giving compliments can have an equally positive effect on your mood. The opposite is also true. You know, opposites are true. Think about how many times you've received a backhanded compliment, like, you gonna wear that today, girl? Whenever these compliments, backhanded compliments rather, find their way to you, they end up staying there all freaking day. Unkind words just instantly jolt you into this bad mood. So here's my tip. Keep that in mind when you're talking to others. Okay? Okay. You already know that I recently downloaded the app June's Journey on my phone. It's a game that allows me to solve a whodunit as the detective June Parker. What you may not know is that I am a pro at this game, okay? Like, unbelievably good. In the game, June talks to different people involved in the case to get information and also explores each room of the crime scene to spot clues. There are thousands of vivid scenes to explore, and there is a new chapter each week, so you'll never run out of cases to solve. I love to play it when I find myself grabbing my phone, but I don't want to scroll on social media. So sometimes you just need good mystery to get swept into. June's Journey is the perfect game for that. Spotting clues is such a calming activity because it makes me really slow down and pay attention. And I always feel so accomplished when I find them all. There is a detective in us all. Find your inner detective. Download June's Journey free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Number six is sleep. Girl, find it. Find you some sleep. Chase it. Chase the sleep. Cherish it, okay? Cherish your downtime. Cherish your sleep. Dwell in it. Sleep for long amounts of time. The world will still be there when you get up. I cannot stress enough how much better we all will feel and be if we got the proper amount of sleep daily. I also am here to tell you, okay, sis, I am people. I am very much people. I do not get enough sleep. I am talking to myself, as I have stated 1,001 times. I am in this journey with you. And if you have children, you know exactly what they're like when they are sleep deprived. You are not much better. We are not much better. Yes, you are that annoying 5-year-old who is anxious, antsy, cranky, just all the things, right? So ensure that you're getting enough sleep so that your mood isn't being negatively affected. Number seven is your posture. Okay, so listen, the people who study things and then report them on the internet, they say, right? They say that slouching results in more negative thoughts and standing up or sitting up straight results in positive thinking. I'm on the fence about this one because sometimes, for me at least, slouching feels like a very relaxing motion to me. Like, my body begins to release its tension. You know, I feel relaxed when my shoulders are down. But hey, okay, I don't study things on the internet, so that's not what I do. I'm here to just give you the facts. That's what they had said. That's what they had told me. Number eight is the food that you consume. Child, I really wish that food did not have the chokehold on me that it indeed does, but here we are. It is very common to have a mild reaction to certain foods and not even really be aware of it. I know for me, sugary foods make me feel really good just for a moment, but then I'm overly tired. You know, I can't focus. I'm like all over the place. My anxiety is triggered. I'm like, it's just a mess. So try eliminating certain foods from your diet for a couple of days and just see if it changes how you feel. But remember to eliminate them one at a time, or you really won't be able to see like which food is causing the issues. Girl, you know I can't talk. Anyway, the most common culprits that you should be looking out for is gluten. I feel like everyone has a gluten allergy. So gluten, soy, eggs, milk, nuts, and then peanuts, which actually aren't a nut, I discovered. And then, of course, anything high in sugar content. So basically, all the good foods that we love to eat in abundance, give them up, girl. Number nine is financial issues. Okay, so now listen. I didn't care about you, but when I am broke or nearing broke or not rich at any capacity, I am stressed. And when I am stressed, I am in a horribly funky mood. A lot of us consider financial issues to be, you know, like a small thing. But even really small financial issues can be harmful to your mood. For example, one unexpected bill can create a lot of emotional turmoil, right? Even though I am horrible at this, I am certain that the people who study things are not lying about this one, and that is budgeting and planning really does help. If you have any budgeting and planning tips, go ahead and send them to me on IG because your girl is always trying to be improving. My link is in the show notes as usual. I tend to struggle with dry hair, but not all products that promise solutions work for me because one size does not fit all when it comes to hair care. I recently started personalizing my hair care products with Pros because they get to know my hair and its unique needs in order to help me find a solution to any of my hair problems. I took their in-depth consultation quiz and it asked me questions about my hair and my lifestyle so they could give me the most accurate results. I've been using it for a few weeks now and I have really loved how it has made my hair feel so healthy and it's even helped me with my dry hair too. Using Pros has totally transformed the way I take care of my hair. If it's not personalized, I do not want it. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/self-care. That's PROSE.com/self-care for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. Number 10 is spending a lot of time with negative people. Child, listen, they will wear us thin if we let them, okay? They are exhausting, they are taxing, whether it's a coworker, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend. Spending time with very negative people will suck you dry and it can really sour your mood. So try to limit the engagement time with these people, or maybe, okay, we talk about this a lot, try to be vulnerable. Try having a conversation with them about their energy that's disrupting yours. And of course, you can always create a boundary. That, you know, that's my favorite. That's my go-to is set a boundary, enforce it, and live your life, sis. The last thing that you forget affects your mood in a big way is number 11, exercise. Now, I promised myself this month that I was going to get back to working out this month. If you follow me on Instagram, you know, I was working out 3 times a week with a trainer for a few years and then COVID happened and just, you know, life kind of fell apart for us all, right? I got to get back on it because I noticed the difference immediately when I'm not working out versus when I am. And let's be clear, okay? I never ever really say I want to work out. Like exercising isn't something that I want to do, but I am aware that it affects my mood. Like when I leave the gym, I feel worlds better. Like I feel like a new person. I feel accomplished. I feel light. I feel purpose. You know, this is really the biggest positive influence on my mood. But I also have to remember that I don't really need the gym, although I prefer it, right? But a brisk walk is sometimes all you need to boost your mood. Like being outside with the trees and the fresh air and just the sounds, it really doesn't take much to make a difference. So hopefully you and I both can get some more just movement, right, back into our lives. If you got nothing more out of this episode, I want you to know that the little things indeed build up and keep you in a bad mood. So be aware. Right? Just be aware. Make the changes that you need as you go. You don't really need to purchase a new car, right? Or go on vacation to the Maldives if you're looking to boost your mood, even though I also recommend those too. There are plenty of smaller things that can change your mood significantly. You can do these small things on a daily basis, and they are well worth the effort to either seek or avoid. Focus on small things that enhance or detract from your mood, and you'll enjoy pleasant moods more often. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week, faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations, or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.